interests.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair Rapporteur. Just to welcome the different comments that were made by delegations about the streamlining of Article 4 and 5 for the sake of clarity and to avoid repetitions. We can also support a number of proposals, including those asking to add affected persons and communities, but also including the proposals of Ghana supported by others on gender responsive in Article 5.2, or the language on human rights defenders, including environmental human rights defenders, as proposed by Panama, among others. But for now, I would focus my more specific points on Article 5.3. And here are 2 points, basically. We first heard a question, I think, by South Africa on the first part of the paragraph on the language that is quite open and broad that says state parties shall investigate. And we think that this broad character of the language, kind of the questions around which states could be addressed if this is understood that it would be read in conjunction with other articles of the LBI, including articles on jurisdiction and judicial cooperation. And this would be covered by the current reference to the LBI in the same sentence. But as we heard the comment by Panama, I think on legitimate reasons to replace this reference by in the context of business activities, because the abuses and violations have not been clearly defined in the current draft. We think that a new wording could be something around state parties shall investigate human rights alleged abuses and violations under their jurisdiction if necessary to nuance or qualify. I added alleged as it would not be only for abuses and violations that have already been determined in any ways. So that would be more protective. And second, we heard some delegations asking to delete the adjectives qualifying the investigations, and we strongly join states who supported retaining these adjectives qualifying the way investigation should be, prompt and impartial, etc. This is very, very well precedented in international law, and this derives directly from principles on effective prevention, investigation, of extra legal arbitrary and summary executions, but also the basic principles on the right to remedy and the general comment 35 of the ICCPR. So we strongly ask to retain these important adjectives. Thank you so much.